number of local TV stations it owns. Sinclair will own or operate more than 200 stations following the deal. Chicago-based Tribune owns or operates 24 TV stations, including KTLA in Los Angeles. More from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 each free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on May the 8th, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. We're going to call it about 65 degrees right now since, for whatever reason, you're... Well,
my
the
darling,
usual weather voice at this
my
hour.
My usual weather voice at this time will be in tomorrow morning. She's just catching up on everything that has to be done. She has a we have a massive block long yard sale.
Oh my. Oh my.
This Saturday. Massive block long it's the whole block. It's a yard sale, and I am selling everything that you could possibly use
also
for a motorcycle, a Harley motorcycle. Jackets, rain gear, all of that stuff. Military stuff for 30 years. It's in great shape, but I just, you know, I don't use it. Some of it's uniforms, some of it's sweaters and stuff.
Yeah, it's not all. What the hell was I thinking when I bought this?
No. In fact, I've kept it. And then Linda's got China and all types of things that she's collected through the years. And we're just sitting there going, you know? And then when the guy down in the street says, we're going to have a yard sale. And it's a whole block yard, so now everybody's all fired up about putting stuff out there.
Downsize and simplify seems to be a theme these days.
I'm telling you what, it can. I'm looking. You know what? I have a shot glass collection. I'm selling for a really good price. Yeah. These are shot glasses from all over the world, from Bosnia.
Yeah,
Bosnia. I've got them from a shot glass from Bosnia. I have shot glasses from different Sturges and different Sturges runs and all these things. It's a shot glass collection. So that's
it's
going.
Getting to that time.
Because I'm looking at it and I think, well, you know what? You know, it's time for this stuff to go.
Yep.
You know, I'm not, you know, there's no guns or any of that stuff, of course, because you can't do that. But it's all that other stuff.
Yep.
So she is literally pulling things out and putting little markers on them about how much she wants for them.
Oh, there we go. Hey,
wait till you see the sticker on me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how much she'll take for me. I've got an idea how much, but you know, I could be marked down real quick if I don't watch myself.
So, having noted that our beautiful Linda will not be here giving the weather, you're stuck with me, and I'm here with.
I'm never stuck with you. You are one of my heroes, Bad Bob.
Hey, plentiful sunshine today. The high will be around 87 degrees, possibly pushing up to 90 tomorrow. It will push into the 90s. And then Wednesday, it plunges back down, relatively speaking, to 81. Showers in the forecast for Thursday night. Friday will be sunny and a high of 69. So it's it's a very much a mixed bag, and it'll stay in the 70s so through next weekend.
What's it look like tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's going to be toasty up at, above 90
and Wednesday?
Degrees.
Wednesday,
high will be 81. The temperature's going to drop off dramatically.
Okay, great.
So, and as we get into next week, more rain. Can you believe it? Now that's
more rain.
Yeah, just in time for rodeo week.
Well, you know, well, no, but I understand it's not going to be raining during rodeo. It is going to. The temperatures are going to drop. Hey, we're only 9 feet. Is that true? 9 feet from the top.
Well, let me check the latest figures because that was as of like last Thursday, and stall for a minute while I pull up that.
That's okay. I've got plenty of information here. I want to talk about. We're got a lot of people here today. Walk a mile in their shoes. The 40th anniversary of Walk a Mile in Their Shoes.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, huge, huge. A lot of people there, a lot of money raised for One Safe Place. Randall Hempling, one of my personal heroes. And you ask, why? Why is this guy a personal hero? This guy has done everything. Randall Hempling has done everything a man can do, including marrying a beautiful woman. He rides, he fights, he had cancer, he fought it to a standstill and beat it. Then rides a motorcycle clear across country without a windshield. Now, any of you guys out there riding a lot, and you're riding at speeds, and you don't have a windshield on or a windbreak or something, a windscreen there to kind of divert the wind.
You get to get a little bit of a burn.
Let me tell you something. You know what? You finish up a day's riding. And, you know, you've got lines in your face you've never seen before. So, and he rides it clear across country more than once. He's been a truck driver, a professional gambler. He's run the largest health care organization right here in Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's a consultant for all these different things. And so then he goes for walks a mile in his shoes. Is this man an overachiever? He wins the best shoe contest. He wins the best shoe contest at Walk a Mile in Your Shoes.
Randall's what you call a renaissance man.
He truly is.
Yeah.
But don't ever play poker with him. Don't ever play poker
that,
with this
that
man.
That just goes with
no,
the
no,
whole
no. He just watches
he
you.
He is Mr. Chill. Huh?
Oh, man. I tell you what. I've watched him. I've watched him play. And I'm not saying it's thousands of dollars going across the table, but there's, you know, there's numbers of dollars going across the table.
Enough to
there.
Make you blink.
Yeah, it makes me blink. Doesn't make him blink. And he sits there and it's just like, boom. It's just like a, you know, he watches. All of a sudden, it's like the cobra. Whack! And the person on the other side goes, excuse me? Anyway.
So okay. You got that whole shark.
Six feet.
6 feet down. They've allowed it to come up. And there were a lot of naysayers who were so worried because they were holding the lake down about 10 feet. Well, why don't they just go ahead and fill it? Well, if you go ahead and fill it, then you have an unexpected weather event. This stuff takes a long time to, there's a lot of lag built into the lake.
Well, you know, you got all the hot weather is melting the snowpack like
right.
crazy.
Now
we're going to get rains again.
Right. Now, Shasta is not real dependent on snowpack because of the way, but lakes like Folsom and further south, Folsom Lake is going to be the most full it's ever been. This is a problem at Oroville where they're trying to fix the dam in the midst of all this because of the damage.
Ooh, just imagine.
The amount of money.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to put out some more water here. Oh, right over the new stuff we were putting and wash it all away.
Amount of money, there was a report on this, the amount of money being spent on these repairs, of course, coming out of the general fund, which means there'll be some sort of, watch for the tax increase to come soon.
Ah.
Yeah, so.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. You know, Sleep Number. Okay, I work.
Your friends.
My friends. You know what? If you don't have a Sleep Number bed, you've got to ask yourself why. Why don't I have a Sleep Number bed? Because, oh, they're just too expensive. No, they're on great prices of them right now. It's voted the best mattress by J.D. Power, and this is what they do for 2 years in a row. The Consumer Reports said it was the best mattress. I mean, you know, when you see things like that. But you need to talk to people that have them. And I have one, and I've never slept better than I have on my Sleep Number mattress. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And why is that important? It's because, you know, when you think about it, when you're laying in a bed, you try to get, if you're just in a regular bed, we're trying to, you know, if it's not, if the firmness isn't what you want, you kind of both try to, you know, you try to meet in the middle, then it doesn't work for anybody. with our sleep number, you can adjust it. And then say you have one of those days where you have to drop the softness of the mattress down to like 30, or you pump it up to 100. Even if you sleep at 100, I've left it at 100 before and slept like a baby. And right now, you can get a queen size starting at only $899.99. You're not going to beat that. And with optional sleep IQ technology, it's going to help you, give you little hints on how to sleep better. And who doesn't want to sleep better? Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store. And right now, you can save $900 to $1,200 on selected mattresses as Sleep Number makes room for their newest innovations. Just think about that. Save $900 to $1,200. I would not tell you that this isn't a great bed. If we didn't sleep in it, we've been sleeping in it now for, what, 3 years?
It's great. And who'd have thought that a mattress manufacturer would be showing up at the Consumer Electronics Show?
And the reason why is...
And taking innovation awards.
And the reason why is that it you can sleep and it adjusts. It pretty soon it's going to start adjusting itself to you. Think about that. Go down and see Sleep Number. See any of the pros down there. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 8th of May, and we are going to be right back. I want to ask you this question. What is it about the liberal, about the comedians on TV, that can say the horrible things they're saying about Trump, things that would have gotten you kicked off the air, and then they're even talking about incest? We'll be right back.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, and it's amazing. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation. This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, and Fortes. If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Come visit Reading Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself. On approval to credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per $1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th. We both own Kias and we love them. Reading Kia, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 8 years going on 9 years right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Can you believe that, Bob?
It does boggle the mind.
You know, just went by.
Yeah.
April 8th. May the 8th. I'll get over this. You know what? I was writing down April yesterday. Don't ask me why. I'm going, it's April. Don't ask me why. Anyway, I'll get over that. 66 degrees going up to 89. Weather reports always brought to you, as we've told you, by Shastic Gas Propane. Locally owned, a locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, 721 after the hour. And today is the Asphalt Cowboys golf tournament. As you know, it's coming, my friends.
It's
the Reading
up,
Rodeo. Oh, man. It is. And we have the Top Hand Dinner on May 12th. Reading Rodeo Association kickoff barbecue dance May 13th. Come one, come all. The bank holdup May 15th.
Mm.
Bank and business judging. Special Kids Day, May 16th. Chili cook-off, May 16th. Quick Draw Contest, May 16th. Street Dance, featuring the Billies, May 16th. Pre-Rodeo Grand Entry on May 17th through the 19th, 5:30 to 6:45. Kitty Pet Parade on Mount Shasta Mall on May 18th. Pancake Breakfast. Pancake Breakfast. You know we're going to have people here in the next week or two. And we'll be giving away some tickets. Then Reading Rodeo Parade with Myth and Magic of the Old West. Myth and Magic. And in between there, there's going to be championship rodeos every day. Hey, you're not going to beat that. Okay. What I was talking about was two comedians. You know, I used the word comedians. I put little asterisks around them. Steve Colbert, who's got a – he's on – over the air channel, like NBC whatever that is.
The front men for the resistance.
For the resistance.
Yeah.
He said on the air that, and I can't repeat it, first of all, because I'd get kicked off the air, but he's on the air, says it, that Trump's mouth and Putin. Okay? I'll say. And it was so terrible. That, I mean, people are just like, oh, my gosh, fire Colbert, and of course that's not going to happen.
No.
And he comes back and
he'll get a pass.
He says, well, of course he does. He says, I could have used better words. He came out later on and said that. Now, and then, what's the guy's name? Bill Maher. He says things that are just, but this one is, he talked about Ivanka Trump performing sexual acts with her father to prevent nuclear war. You know? I mean, this was on. Now, this is where it's not fair. Well, it's not funny. It isn't. You know what? That is not funny.
And if you think that's funny, you got something really, really wrong
with
it.
So here you've got two of these guys that are doing this. Can you imagine what would have happened if a comedian had said, oh, Barack Obama's mouth and Saudi Arabian king. Imagine that. Imagine if somebody had said that. What would have happened to that comedian? Especially if he was Jay Leno. What if Jay Leno had said that? What if Jay Leno had said that about that? What do you think would have happened to that man?
Oh, it'd have been what happened to Imus all over again.
Oh, it would have been terrible. And then just think if somebody had said that about Barack Obama and not even his kids, but Michelle Obama doing it.
Yeah.
Imagine what that would
have
happened.
I can't even remember the names of his kids because they were off limits.
That's right. And so, Ivanka is an adult, okay? She's not a kid. Like, Barron is a kid.
Well, you know, and they went after him.
He is off. They did.
They went after him.
That was your
suggesting
friend,
he was autistic.
Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell and her nasty vindictiveness of a person who lost an election who will do anything. Now, but these are, quote, comedians. And the things they're saying on open air, if the hypocrisy of
the Hollywood establishment.
Well, of the Hollywood establishment, but also of media. of media. And here's, like I said, it's NBC or CBS or ABC. I don't know because I don't watch those. I don't watch them. Because, frankly, you know, Colbert and Mayer, I would never watch him. Anyway. Okay, I watched him once. But here's the thing is, it's just not fair. See, there is no governor on them. Because, see, Colbert just set the bar right there. He set the bar at, you know, a low as it is. But it's a new low. So somebody else is going to push that bar.
Limbo.
Now, the FCC is getting into this, but what are they going to do? Oh, we're going to fine you $1,000. No, we're going to fine you $1 million. We're going to fine you $1 million for what you just said. And we're going to fine ABC $1 million for what you just said. There. And you guess what? They wouldn't say that again. Because, and you're saying, you said, well, it's their First Amendment rights. First Amendment rights, you're right. However, over, like, this radio station, I can't say, you're breathing into your thing there. Your radio, Bob's got this greatest setup, you know, it's one of those throat mics and all that.
It's a headset mic.
It's a headset mic, it's great. But when it's on, in your doing things.
I'll try to stop breathing, sir.
Could you just hold your breath? Could you hold your breath for the next 3 minutes, and then you can have it on? Okay. Anyway, where was I? Okay. But if I, you know, why do we have a delay button here? Why do we have a delay button? Bob, you've been in the business 100 years. Why do we have a delay button?
It has rarely been employed when there's been a slip of the lip, intentional or otherwise. And there are, of course, the seven, generally it's the seven words or certain ethnic words that get you in a lot of trouble.
And here's the thing is, it doesn't get the person in trouble who says it. It gets the station.
Licensee.
It gets the one who has the license in trouble. And somebody got bleeped this weekend. And, which I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't come in and treated everybody like children and said, okay, you want to explain what happened this weekend? I didn't think anything happened. Well, you mean me bleeping this guy? I went, oh, because he used a word that I've almost used before. And Bob was reaching for the, but I didn't get the word all the way out, so I think that didn't count. But see, you can't do this over the open air. And so when they do it, if there is not a punishment for it, if there isn't somebody that says that was totally wrong, and we're going to fine you for that, and they can come in and fine us $10,000, $20,000, or just take away just suspend the license. Excuse me. Excuse me. That doesn't work. Okay, but see, these other guys get a ride. Get a free ride because they are on the left, which brings us to some articles that I have seen lately in our beloved Record Search Line.
Reading Today.
The Trump executive order allows religious leaders to speak about political topics from the pulpit. Now, they did an article on that right here. USA Today did an article on it, I think, or somebody did an article, and they talked from both sides. But our Cracker Jack reporting team here talked to all the people that think that's a bad idea. All of them in progressive groups that believe that LGBTQs will be ostracized, or people of color, or women. I mean, that's who they're talking about. Oh no, this is not a good idea. We're supposed to keep politics out of the pulpit. Well, you know what? Politics have always been in a pulpit. So what it just says is if the pastor wants to address something, he can do that. Now, was there an opposing side to this? You know, that says they're all saying it's a bad idea. Was there anybody from a congregation that says, no, I think we should be able to talk to our congregation about what's going on and things that will affect our church? And that's what it's about. Abortion. It could be, bestiality. It could be incest. It could be pedophilia. I mean, things that are going on in our society that, you know, maybe need to be addressed. Like there's a bill coming up, like 57. 57 will put more criminals out on the road. My friends, don't, you know, this is what it will do. It's not good for our community. And, you know, and so the pastor could speak up and say that. Now, before they couldn't. Now they can. But then you lead to the other side. and I can see the other side on this part. Here you've got a church. And outside the church, is the world is divided. We are partisan after partisan after partisan. In the church, oh, you're there, you know, you're there praying. You're praying for another chance or to be better or to, you know, for God to help you, or and you're being with people there, and you're not worried about politics. What impact will it have on a church if you do bring politics into the church like that? See? There's the point. It's not the point that they're going to be unfair or whatever, they shouldn't be talking, but what impact will it have on the congregation? Well, then part of the congregation, like I'll tell you right now, I left Episcopal Church for one big reason, was I did not like the way they were doing things and where they were going. It, to me, I did not agree with it. So I left the Episcopal Church and went back to Christian, non-denominational. Those.
Well, everybody, Episcopal is sort of like Catholic light.
It is, but see, here's
all
the difference.
All the guilt, none of the Latin.
Here's the thing about it is, in the Episcopal Church, it's a much more liberal church than the Catholic Church is.
Yes.
It really is, and they were moving into a direction that I didn't feel comfortable with. So I'd left the church, or the church left me. I'm not sure which. Mm-hmm.
I know others who feel the same way, by the way.
Yeah, but so here I am with that thought, well, you know, do we need to keep politics out of it because it'll divide the congregation? I don't know. It's going to be a toughie. I think the pastors have really got to think about this before they start launching.
Well, there is no one-size-fits-all.
No, it's not.
Interesting story out of Ireland where an individual, a comic, is being sued under Ireland's past blasphemy law for being in an interview and saying some pretty awful things about the Christian church. The law was passed to keep people from saying bad things about Muslims. But this individual is being taken to court under this law. It could cost him a couple of $1,000. But
talking about any church.
Yeah, it was an interesting irony that law that was aimed at protecting Muslims is being employed against this individual who came out harsh. And there's people who come out harsh against any religion. But depending on where you are in the world, this could result in your head being struck from your shoulders, too.
That's true.
That doesn't happen, but that doesn't happen here. And then there are those who say, yet, you know.
You know what? When people say, yet, but I have a problem with that. I mean, I think, well.
A very good friend of mine on Facebook came up with, are we living the prequel to Hunger Games? And I'm going, come on.
Yeah, let's take a break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Absolutely the best. Absolutely the best. If you want in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, every one of our people, background check, trained, insured, bonded, you're not going to find better people, better trained, or a person that cares more than Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out the website, homehelpers.com, Reading. Home Helpers. All right, we'll be right back with some of our friends from Riverfront.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Do you back the Blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Keep on praying. Proud man, I keep on going.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the studios, the opulent studios of KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street. Come on down, visit us, bring a cup of coffee, be on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. Anyway, we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Good morning there, Sungold. A few others. 66 degrees going up to 89 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, owned by Doug Tooley, who is a veteran and gives veterans discounts. Yes, veterans discounts for your satellite dish. You know what? Are you tired of spending a lot of money for watching channels you hate? Or you don't even watch them? Go down and start with Dish. Erin here is nodding her head yes.
If you've had enough of Comedy Central.
If you've had enough of the... Well, I won't say the Home Shopping Network because I'll get slapped. But if you're tired of those, you can get a $39.99 package that gives you 40 channels plus 10 more. That means your local channels and all the ones. And then you can add on little ones. And then you can add on what you want. So you don't have to pay to watch, not watch 200 channels when you only watch 10. Go ask Doug Tooley about it. Give him a call. 241-3474-241-DISH. Do not call the 800 number. Okay. I'm here with Maria Drake, who is the director of Charlie's Aunt, and Erin O'Hanlon, alas, from the old country. Aye, alas. Okay, with the red hair and blue eyes. And she has a shamrock.
You know, we talked
shamrock.
About,
she has a shamrock in her ear.
You know, we talked about Ireland's no blasphemy law. That's I'm pretty right. sure there's a cultural abuse law that you've just broken, sir.
I probably have with my accent. My Irish accent somehow always comes back to being a Scottish accent, and I can't do that one either. So, Maria, good morning. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Joining.
Thank you.
Charlie's Aunt.
Charlie's Aunt.
1892,
set in Oxford, England. And it's all about two young men that want to propose to their girls, but of course they need a chaperone. And Charlie's aunt, whom he's never met, is coming to lunch with him. So they invite the girls to lunch with his aunt. And they also invite their best friend, Fancourt Beverly, to come and spend time with the aunt so that they can have time with their girls. And then the aunt sends notice that she can't make it. So they throw Fancourt into a dress and make him the aunt.
Is this the first transgender type of type of play?
No.
Okay, just one.
No.
Okay. What is that when they call them? They dress when they dress like other when
cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing. Yes. Was this about cross-dressing in 1892?
Oh, that dates back.
Back in that time, everybody, you know, like back in the Shakespeare time, men played
all
women.
The parts.
They played all the parts. So they've been doing cross-dressing for a long time.
Okay, so Charlie's aunt doesn't show up, but so their buddy
goes in a dress
up.
And he becomes the aunt, and then of course later on the aunt does show up with her ward, who Aaron plays. And then, of course, you know, the hilarity ensues as soon as, you know, Fancourt comes out in a dress. But it's...
Who's playing Vanacourt?
Fancourt is being played by Gavin Thompson.
Oh, okay.
And Charlie is being played by Graydon. And Jack, his best friend, who also wants to propose to his girlfriend, mm-hmm. is being played by Tristan Ford, I believe.
Yeah.
And... the real aunt is Linda Reagan, and there's a cast of characters, and of course there's two older men that are chasing the fake aunt around because she is a millionaire and a widow. So there's a lot of fast paced.
If you have not seen Charlie's Aunt, you know, somehow in your lifetime, this is a good one. You can bring younger people.
Yeah, you can bring everybody.
You're pretty clean there. It's funny and all that. Okay. And Aaron,
yes.
An actress. Or are you called an actor?
It could go both ways.
It could go
both ways.
You know
how you feel, an actor or an actress.
Okay, now how long have you been acting?
Besides stuff I did when I was in middle school, I started with Riverfront back of March of 2016.
Okay.
So I've been with them
a little over a year.
Yeah.
So you're a Reading person.
I am, yes. So it took me a while to get back into the business, I guess, and... you know, lucky for me, I had some great patrons at my work that came in and hung a flyer for auditions for Playwrights Night Out of 2016, and I thought, there's my sign.
And
so I came down and auditioned and, you know, got right in, and then it kind of just snowballed from there. I got hooked into Pride and Prejudice, so I was in that performance, and then it rolled right into The Man Who Came to Dinner. And then now this wonderful production, and it's been great. I've laughed my way through every rehearsal so far.
Great.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. Okay. And the cast is great, too.
Okay.
And Erin is amazing. She does really good.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah, working with Linda and the whole cast has been great.
Okay, so Maria, is it tough when you've got people you don't pay?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Because, I mean, they're volunteers.
Exactly. Everybody's a volunteer.
Everybody's a volunteer. And everybody's got jobs, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody has jobs, so you kind of have to work around their schedules and stuff. And it is a little difficult, but you know what? The love of theater is what drives us. So
yeah, you don't do this for money.
We don't.
That's right.
We don't. We mm-hmm. do it for the love of theater. And
but you'd take money if somebody offered it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought it brought that money. Hey, when's it going to open?
It's going to open this weekend, this Saturday, May 13th. It'll run through June 10th.
All right.
And every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee.
Cool. Do we miss Dan Kupski?
We do. We do.
He's such a good guy.
He is. But Daryl is amazing.
Oh, Daryl is.
Daryl is. But we will
Daryl.
Miss Dan.
But Dan, you know what? Dan was always here coming through and handing out tickets.
Absolutely.
We have tickets, by the way, for this.
Yes, you do.
And we'll be giving away. But that's super. Okay.
Yeah.
When's the Playhouse going to open?
We're not sure. We're still waiting on the city to approve plans.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as that's done, then we can move forward.
Well, maybe you ought to call. What you ought to do is get some signs and say, Kurt Starman, why are you against the arts? And parade around the front of City Hall. Get all of you out there in costume. Why are you against the arts? And you know what? I bet you'd get somebody that'd call you right away.
Probably.
And, you know.
Well, our plans are in at the city. We're just waiting for approval.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. Yeah.
But
yeah,
once we get the approval.
We just buried one. He'd been waiting for like 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We've got all of our ducks in a row. So as soon as the plans are approved, then we can get it the ball rolling for our remodel.
Is it hard getting ducks in a row?
It is. Very difficult. It's taken us years.
Ducks in a row. You have a better chance of getting ducks in a row, though, than herding cats, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because
cats would be herding
cats
possible.
Is, yeah.
Okay, you know what? This is going to be a good one. Erin didn't realize that her heart beat before the hour of 8 o'clock until she was walking around this morning.
That's right.
So see, you learned something here too.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
you
if people need a reference, our show is kind of like Jane Eyre meets Dick Van Dyke.
That's great, yeah.
Okay. This is Charlie's Aunt. It's going to start this weekend.
This weekend.
It's going to go through June 10th. You can get tickets online.
Online at the Cascade.
Cascade. Or you can probably even buy a ticket.
Buy them at the door.
We're going to give away some, I think, for next Wednesday, probably. I think that's when we usually do it.
Usually.
And you can go down and have a great time and see this and enjoy it.
Yeah. We'd love to have you.
And you know what? Also, it'll help bring our new Riverfront Playhouse.
Absolutely.
Into it.
Yeah. We're very excited about
that. Okay. All right. So where do you work at, if you want to talk about it?
Yes, of course. I would love to give a shout out to Corbett's Restaurant. That's
you
where
work
I work. I work at Corbett's, yes.
You work at Corbett's?
I do. I've been there just a little over a year. Yeah, Mel and
really?
Chris are there every day making the place amazing and absolutely love it.
I'm sure I've seen you, but I just didn't realize it.
Now I'll recognize you for
now
future. But yeah, you have to come in breakfast, lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, everybody, go down to Corbett's. They have best breakfast, best eggs Benedict and Reading. If you're feeling up for it, mimosas. They have the best mimosas in town, I think.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I work at Final Touch Anderson. I'm a hairdresser.
Okay.
And so Final Touch Hair and Nail down in Anderson on Balls Ferry.
Great. Okay. You know what? I like to give them shout outs to your work because a lot of times they have to work a little bit around your schedules.
Oh,
And you all do this, like you said, for love.
Yeah.
Love of the arts and love to act. So this is cool.
That's it.
So, okay. Well, thanks a lot. And we'll
thanks
give away some
us.
Tickets.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
It's 7:45 here at Free Fire Radio. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the French and a few other things. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Abby, I'm so excited for this month's Second Tuesday dining at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar.
Geronda's is one of my favorite restaurants, too. I love their homemade lasagna.
I agree, and the relaxed atmosphere provides a perfect backdrop for a special night out or casual get-together. There's something delicious for everyone.
Please join us on Tuesday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar as they're graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 66 degrees out there, going up to 89 here on May the 8th, 2017. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So, good morning. Now, there's a couple of things. Macron.
By the way, Linda, the person that you thought was scheduled
is not here.
Not present.
Not here. We've got a spot here. They're not here. I hope that this was the right time.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we got it scheduled. Okay, Macron, who has won the
rather
the
handily.
The French presidency. You hear other things, and they were thinking, oh, he has a chance, because of Brexit and Trump and all these things. Well, or the other one, Le Pen.
Marine. Yeah, she was France's answer to
except Trump. She was, she was what people caricature. A caricature of Trump. What people say Trump was like. She was kind of like that.
Kind of foamy at the mouth.
She was really kind of foamy at the mouth. But people are just tired of politics. But Macron comes out of kind of a different way. He's not going to be a Hillary Clinton. He is one. He wants to get things working. If you buy a piece of property, in France, it's going to take you 3-4 months to get it through the bureaucracies. He wants to clear out some of these bureaucracies. He wants to have more of a some of these businesses are protected. So he wants to do away with that. He wants businesses to compete against each other. Gosh, he sounds like a capitalist. So we'll see. And of course, France is not leaving the EU.
Right. So, in fact, Francophiles found it extremely interesting that when he came out for the first time after the election, it was to Beethoven's Ode to Joy, which is the EU anthem, rather than the French, the Marseillaise. And some people found that to be upsetting. Others encouraged it that France is part of the larger family.
But you know what? That'd be like coming out and playing the United Nations theme, if the president came out.
Well,
I hate that. Besides, Marseille is such a great song.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it in Casablanca?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When the German officers
were singing their Horst Wessel and all that, and then the guy, the leader of the resistance, started singing the French Marseillaise, and everybody stands up, and the Germans are trying to sing louder, but there's everybody singing. It is just a gripping moment in the movie Casablanca. Okay, hey, we're getting close for a new city manager, it looks like.
Yes.
They said they got it down from 34 to 4. I wonder if I made the top 4.
Yeah. Now, the opinion has been expressed in our chat room, among other places, that why do we need a city manager and 2 or 3 assistants? Why not, in these troubled financial times when the city is looking at all these problems, eliminate an assistant and backfill and say, this is what we're going to pay, take it or leave it? And if that person won't take it, get someone else.
They won't do that. They won't do it. You know why? They're going to trot out the same old. Now, of course, I don't know, because he makes
the argument that we have to be competitive with other cities is not holding water.
It is made by cities talking to each other. Well, we make this much, and so they compare to each other.
Well, the argument
instead of going out, you know what? And then they've got the headhunting group. Did they go out nationwide first of all? And did they, when they offer the money, do they offer like 10% less or 20% less when they go out?
Yeah.
Now, are they going to take somebody from within the structure? Like they brought, he was the assistant city manager and they brought him up, right? If I remember right. I mean, it was before my time.
We have the absolute best and brightest, and we're willing to pay top dollar for it. Isn't washing well with the general electorate. And they are already making their displeasures known, and they will continue to do so.
And so it'll be interesting to see who they're picking. Is it going to be somebody from outside the fold? Is it going to be somebody, you know, Barry Tippin, who is a very bright guy, I think was interested in it. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
And so, and he knows where, I mean, he knows how the city works. Or would they bring, are they going to bring in somebody from Ohio that's been a city manager someplace and wants to move out here and, you know, and take a 20% pay cut? Now, they may not want to do that, but it's still 200,000, 200,000 plus here in Reading is a great living. And yeah. Then, but people point out, and these are people that I know and respect, you know, they run big businesses here. I mean, they're running multi-million dollar businesses. They said somebody that's a CEO of a company this large is going to make this much money, is going to make much more money. And my answer to that is that may be true, but this is not a private company. This is a public company where the salaries are paid by people that make $40,000 a year. That make $40,000 a year, and we're paying them $240,000. I said, "There's, you know what? If you were, you know, and you can't, so you can't equate a private business that's got a $300 million budget, and you've got a CEO running it to a city who makes their money off taxpayers, and." You can't do things. If you're in a private company, you can do things to save money, to cut back. You can't seem to do that here on this. So you've got to work under completely different regulations. So why do you need to pay somebody this much money? I mean, is it, you know?
Yeah, and with while I still remain skeptical on a number of levels, I'm going to get a call over that one, I'm sure. One of the arguments that I find in favor of the Jefferson movement is that this end of California is an entirely different cultural, historical, geographical region from the bottom half of the state. And should be treated as such.
Right.
And I accept that argument, hands down.
Yeah, and it says in our chat room, $200,000 salary is crazy for a public employee in Reading. My friend, it's more than $200,000. It's like $240,000. And, I mean, because your parks and rec people are making $156,000 a year for that, plus their medical benefits.
Well, I worked up the math on the city attorney's raise that he's now going to make $86 an hour, if assuming a 40-hour week.
Okay. So, yeah, but other lawyers make more than that. But here's the thing is, the guy is already making
on
X
the
amount
public
of... But that's what I'm getting at. Private, if you want to make more money, you go to work in the private sector. If you're going to be in the public sector, you take less money. And, you know, they're retiring. Here's Kurt Starman, good guy, retired at age, what, 54? Mm-hmm. 54 at $200,000 a year. He's going to retire at that. And now he's going to go off to law school. You know what, Kurt? If somebody had leaned into me when I was a second lieutenant and just been augmented into the regular Marine Corps, which meant I could stay in the Marine Corps as long as I wanted, and leaned in and said to me, hey, go up to Northern California. Go up to Northern California into this little town called Reading and work as hard as you would if you're in the Marine Corps. And guess what? You can retire at age 52 at 100% of your salary. What? What?
You know, the term public servant has become a joke.
It is. And when you've got people, when they're retiring at $500,000 a year and from the state, not here in Reading, but they're at $200,000. There's something going, I mean, this is, there's something wrong. And I'm tired of hearing, well, if we want somebody to run this place, this is how much money we've got to pay them. Why? How do you know that? What if you took every job description of a salaried employee and you got a real headhunter out there and they went out across the United States and said, look, this is where you're going to work. These are the things, this is the ambiance of the area. I want to pay you this much, and you come in at 15% less.
Yeah.
How you think you couldn't fill every one of these positions?
Yeah.
At 15% less than what we're paying them? I mean, think about that. If you don't think that we could, and they're afraid to do that, they won't go out and do that.
No. it's
because what they do is they go out with the salary the way it is instead of coming in at, hey, this salary, we want to pay you $190,000 or even $200,000. If he's making $240,000, we'll pay you $200,000.
Well, the argument can be made that the public employees unions hold a lot of sway, and as long as the non-union folks let the unions have their way, but their salary gains by comparison.
Well, I tell
it's
you
a
what,
self-feeding loop.
Here's these, you know, okay. So here's the unions that are making $10 an hour. They had to give raises to get people above it, to get it to 10 or just a little bit above it here in Reading. So it's not, you know what? So when you're looking at those people working in the offices, a lot of them not making a lot of money. I'm talking about the salaried management here making that much money. I don't understand it. Now, is it their fault? No. They are being paid a salary that's offered to them. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after this with Shasta College. We got a bunch of people in here from Shasta College talking about everything that's going on.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Mike Hempen says President Trump's revised travel ban is about to be scrutinized by a federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments today in a case that has thwarted the president's attempt to bar certain people from entering the country in the name of national security. The president rewrote the travel ban after the first version was stymied by the courts. Opponents say the new executive order has the same problems and cannot stand. The issue is likely destined for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. cannot allow North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to escalate his nuclear weapons program.
I think he is reckless and maybe even a little unhinged. But clearly they are, I think, trying to send a message that they are powerful, they're strong, they can make the United States suffer. And this is not a situation that any American president can ultimately tolerate. Something has to be done about that nuclear program.
Rice told CBS this morning that North Korea may be about 5 years away from building a missile that could reach the United States. On Capitol Hill, Russian election interference and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn are back in the spotlight. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In testimony on Capitol Hill, former acting Attorney General Sally Yates is expected to discuss the events leading to the ouster of Michael Flynn, who was President Trump's first national security advisor. Yates had warned the White House about contacts between Flynn and Russia. The president fired Yates in January, and today on Twitter, he said Yates should be asked under oath if she knows how classified information got into the newspapers soon after she raised her concerns about Flynn. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. Right now it's down by about 11 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online, but that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through May 9th, buy one blind to get the second for 50% off at Blinds.com and save an additional 5% when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Truth or censorship? Facebook says it has deleted tens of thousands of accounts in Britain ahead of the June 8th general election in an attempt to battle what it calls fake news.
The tech giant also took out newspaper advertisements in Britain's media, offering advice on how to spot such stories. The ads suggest that readers should be skeptical of headlines and to look closely at the URL. Facebook says it has made improvements to help them detect fake news accounts more effectively.
Correspondent Zara Shackley. Texas at the forefront of a national debate over immigration as Republican Governor Greg Abbott signed a sanctuary cities ban that lets police asked during routine stops whether somebody's in the country illegally, opposed is Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
There's an underreporting of crime.
He says some people are afraid to talk to police if they think they may be deported because of their illegal status. That can lead to less reports to police about serious crimes, especially against immigrants. More from townhall.com. China has reported its exports expanded for a second straight month in April, but at a slower pace, while import growth also decelerated as demand cooled both at home and overseas.
Customs figures show exports rose to $180 billion last month, up 8% from a year earlier. They grew by 16.4% in March. Imports went up 11.9% to $1.4 billion, slowing from 20.4% growth the previous month. Both were below economists' forecasts.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline, I should say, regular unleaded, dropped 5 pennies over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Toby Lundberg.
This time of year, our demand builds into the warmer months, the longer daylight hours, benign weather.
So normally, prices would be rising this time of year. She says the national average is 14 cents a gallon higher than it was a year ago at this time. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on May the 8th. 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com, I think. I'm listening to a couple people in there. I guess we'll get rid of the web guy and just say, hey, look, we're having some problems with this. It's working, but we got to find a way to make it work a little bit better. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather here for now and forever?
Well, mixed bag as we head into this week. 87 for a high today. I'm going to call it for 90 because it's always a degree or two above what they forecast. Tomorrow's forecast high, 91. Overnight lows will be in the upper 50s. Then on Wednesday, it starts trending downwards. By Thursday, we could see showers in the area and a high of only 69 degrees. Friday will be partly cloudy, also in the 60s. Starts warming up again on over the weekend a little bit. But then when we hit next Monday, steady rain in the forecast. So quite the mixed bag in the next several days.
Okay. Well, weather reports. Always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a locally owned, locally operated operation down there that is veteran-owned. Veteran-owned, and they hire veterans, and they've gotten awards for hiring veterans.
Right now in Reading, it is 67 degrees.
67 degrees, and Chuck and Judy Kinney run Shasta Gas Propane. Good people down there, 365-3793. Okay, let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, what's happening in the stock market there?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red as investors weigh in on the French presidential election. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 10 points at 20,996. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 2,395. And the Nasdaq Composite losing 9 points at 6,092. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Kate Spade up $1.39, trading $18.36. Bank of America positive 22 cents at 23.95. And Tribune Media is up $2.61, trading at $42.90. Local stocks of interest, PG&E down a quarter at $66.89 per share, AT&T off 16 cents, trading at $38.40, and Bank of Commerce down a dime at $11 even. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.36%. And for commodities, gold is up $4.50 an ounce at $1,232.70. Silver up 4 cents at $16.39 per ounce. And crude oil up a quarter at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. Susan Eastman is the First Vice President of Investments and Financial Advisor down there at Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call, 243-7561. Susan is really good at what she does. She's been doing this for a while, and she can explain everything that has to do with investments and what you should be doing with your money. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, the only one in Reading in the whole area there. Estate jewelry, jewelry you want designed and built, everything you could possibly imagine at very fair prices. A lot of honesty and integrity at Four Winds Jewelry. You know the people down there, and Linda does a lot of shopping at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, I'm here with Tina Duenas.
Correct.
And Nick Webb. Correct. Not the Nick Webb that you've probably heard here before. There's two Nick Webbs. And so this is the new Nick Webb. This is the new and improved Nick Webb.
Sure, we'll go for that. Even though I was here first, I'd point out, I was definitely in Reading before Nicholas J.
Before Nicholas J. Okay. Now, you both are from Shasta College. Here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the things you do. So let's start with Tina, because Tina is Director of Student Life.
You got it.
Okay, lean in here. There you go. Okay, now, what is Director of Student Life?
So what our office does is we plan all of the student-centered focused events on campus. We handle all the clubs and organizations. We have our newly formed Global Education Center, which I think you guys are going to talk a little bit more about later with Susanna and Dan. I also do handle some discipline cases on campus, but we'll steer clear of that today.
Why? What kind of discipline cases do you mean?
You know, academic honesty, things of that nature.
Oh, people that are plagiarizing or cheating?
Correct, yeah. Essentially, though...
Don't the students handle that themselves? They take, like...
Up behind the woodshed?
Axe handles and they go after them and beat them?
Not so much, no. That's not exactly how we go about it. But essentially, though, what we're trying to do is involve the students, keep them engaged, because it is it's proven, actually, that the more they're engaged in campus life and the things going on around the campus, the more successful they're going to be in their classes and the more chances that they're going to have to complete and graduate with us. So.
Absolutely, because I was surprised to hear that universities lose like 60-something percent of the freshman class after the first year. They just leave, or it's even probably higher than that, depending on where you're at. And part of that could be anything from not liking their roommate to, you know, they don't feel like they're a member of society there.
Exactly, yeah. So that's the whole purpose of our office, is to keep them engaged, really involve them, show them we want them to be there, we really want them to be successful at Shasta College, but also in their lives. And so when they move on from us, we hope that they get the skills learned by some of the things that they do with our office. So in clubs, those leadership skills, those personal skills, soft skills, if you will, that's really what we try and focus on. Creating and empowering students to really get out there. And
do students think that you're one of the students?
Sometimes. Yeah, I get that sometimes. I have a bit of a young face, so some people do think I'm a student.
What kind of clubs and everything out there do we have at Shasta?
We have the gamut. We have a lot of our CTE or career technical education programs have some clubs associated with them. So welding, agriculture, natural resources, auto diesel, those sorts of clubs. We also have some cultural clubs. So there's the BSU or Black Student Union, Latina America, Unidos Americas club. We have the Native Club.
Occupy Now?
I'm not familiar. I don't have...
You know, it's like radical... Do we have,
no.
Radical, political clubs, things like that?
You know, we don't at Shasta College. We have a lot of very respectful clubs on campus.
I'm just wondering, you know, because there are, you know, there's, you know, some of these campuses are, you know, they're shutting things down because of.
Yeah, we have not experienced that at all. All of our students are really amazing. They're there because they want to be a part of student life. They want to make the campus a better place for everyone. So we don't have any of those radical type clubs.
What's been your biggest complaint from students, usually?
We don't have complaints.
You know what? You're in the wrong job here. You need to be LaMoffitt's front man. Hey, oh no, we have no problem. Oh no, those people, they were happy. Those are people who were happy.
I can get you. The students with student clubs, no one likes bureaucracy, and the students in the student clubs have to deal with it just like the rest
just
of
like,
us.
Just like, just, it helps them.
So
helps
I've been in that
them.
Office. That's... I've been in that office when they're dealing with budgets, and you know, we raise this money, or where is this money?
Well, they have
those
concerns about what's going on. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I understand when you say the problems. You're thinking of, like, macro problems. And I'm thinking – they're thinking they're more like, yeah, how come we're doing this? Why can't we do this kind of things?
Right. But as you mentioned, it is part of the learning process. So, you know, they don't just learn in classes. We're teaching them how to handle some of those bureaucracies in life, which we all know happen. So, you know, we're having them master that craft.
Well, let me know how you do that.
Okay.
We got to take a quick break here.
Sure.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by another veteran-owned business here in town, Craftmaster Windshield Repair. He's been in the business like 20 years, and if it's whether it's a chip under the size of a dime or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. Jeff Wurst, quite the guy. And if you can't fix it, he'll tell you. He'll tell you, oh, can't fix it. I'm not going to waste your time or money. I just, you know, this is beyond what I can do. That's Jeff Wurst. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or you can call him at 241-8373. I had him fix – he fixed like a 12-inch crack in my windshield 9 years ago. The fact that I still have the truck is one thing, but the fact you can't see the crack in the windshield is even more. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Tina Duenas and Nick Webb.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be back tomorrow morning. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 66 degrees going up to 89 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's getting hot. Air conditioner's on. Is it working right? Is it just sucking electricity out of the wires and it's going to cost you $1 million? Well, the only way you're going to find out is to call Martin and his people over at Alliance Heating and Air. They are the best in the North State. We totally recommend them without reservation. Better known business here. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You're not going to find a better heating or cooling business. That's the word I'm looking for. Business in the whole area than Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, I'm here with Tina Duenas and Nick Webb from Shasta College. We've been talking to Tina, and the big thing about Tina is that she puts on things like the big events, like the graduation.
Correct.
So,
yes.
And plus you help. And Director of Student Life, you know what? There are so many things you could write about that. But let's shift over to Nick. Nick is the Director of Resident Life, or we could call him the dorm guy.
Yeah, that probably fits better.
So what do you – now Shasta College has dorms.
Yeah, we do.
Is this unusual?
It is in the community college world. There's, 113 community colleges in California. There's a dozen of us that have places that students can live on campus. There's only 12 throughout the state.
Okay.
So it is relatively unusual, but it's for a good reason. You know, we have a huge district. We've got the Shasta Trinity Shasta-Tehama Trinity Community College
sure.
District. Covers a huge area. If all of our students had to drive to school every day, we have students that would be in the car for 5 hours.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that makes sense.
So back when they started the college, they said, we've got to have a place for some of these folks to live. So we have dorms. But because we have dorms, we have people to live there for all other reasons. We have students that live here in Redding where their home life is not conducive to going to college. So we've got a place for them to be so they can continue their education. We also have students from throughout California. We were talking about while we were off the air our welding and other fabulous programs at Shasta College. We have people that come from throughout the state for those. And if you come from out of the area, whether you're coming from the Bay Area or L.A. or down in the Valley, it's handy to have a place to live on campus, especially some of those programs. You know, they start really early in the morning. Our fire program, those guys are up bright and early. Our ag program, students are down on the farm at 6 in the morning. So we have a place that they can live.
Well, I love dorm life. I was in there. Do y'all have mattress parties there?
Yeah.
not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But, you know,
just wondering. A mattress party is if somebody came in was engaged, we'd rush his room and take him and tie him up and put him on a mattress and carry him across campus singing, hundreds of us. And we'd carry him up to his fiance's room, up to her dorm, and we'd say, come on out, come on out, until she came out. And then we'd all yell, funny. Kiss her, kiss him, until he's covered with shaving cream at that point. And he couldn't move, and so he was in his underwear.
Of course.
Because he was stripped down to his underwear. Yeah, and then she had to kiss him, and then we'd all cheer and yell and leave.
Well, I'm not aware of having anyone engaged in the dorms yet. So,
I'm just thinking, the good old days. I think I've even got a photo of that, but I think it made national news one time by accident. Okay, so you just make sure that everybody's okay and that. So you probably have dorm resident managers and all that.
That's me. Yeah, that's me. We do have staff that's there 24 hours a day.
Yeah, each dorm and all that.
Do you have any problems? What's the biggest problem? Do you allow people to have booze on campus?
No, there's no alcohol allowed on the Shasta College campus except by special permit. So, you know, that kind of thing would happen at any school. We don't see it a whole lot, though, because we do emphasize it. Students are well aware when they come in. Here's what the rules are. Here's the expectations, and we've got to meet them. And a lot of it, you know, we can complain about liability all you want, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, you get young people drinking, it's just problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The what about do you inspect the rooms?
If needed. You know, we try to let our students have their own lives. And as long as things are going well in their rooms and we don't get complaints from neighbors saying it smells too bad, yeah, we let them ride. But, you know, we have athletes from across the country that want to come to Shasta College to play in some of our athletic teams.
Yeah.
And that hallway that's got a bunch of football players, it starts to smell like used hockey equipment. So if we got a couple people that say, hey, you got to check out the guy down in 3313, we'll take a peek and let them know we've got to keep things smelling right for the rest of the people in this building.
Yeah, there's more than one of us here. Okay.
There might be.
All right. So what's your biggest problem? I mean, or do you even have one? You seem like a really go-to guy to get things done.
I'd say the biggest difficulty we have is getting out awareness. Is, you know, mm-hmm. people don't think about on-campus housing when they think of a community college or Shasta College.
Oh, yeah.
So we want people to know about that.
And how much does it cost to stay there?
For the full year, it's just over $4,000.
Does that include food?
It does not, no.
Oh, okay.
We've got a cafeteria right across the street. We've got a big kitchen in our commons building. But, you know, it's $15 a day, and they can be there. There's some differences between us and a four-year school. We're open over all of the breaks. So if a student comes in August before mm-hmm. the school year starts, they've got a place to live until day after graduation in late May.
Okay. Great. Okay. What else? What else do I need to know about dorms?
Well, something that I think is interesting about our dorms is the variety of people that are in there. I mentioned we have some local folks. We've got people throughout California.
Are these segregated dorms in the sense of male-female?
Yeah, that's another difference between us and a lot of four-year schools these days. We have a men's dorm that's on one side of our commons building, and then we have the women's dorm building on the other side.
Do people complain about that?
People complain about everything. I can complain about anything myself, but sure, they complain about it. But there's also a number of people that
are very happy with that.
Are happy with that, and I tell you, it helps. It doesn't blur some of those lines. They know what's expected. Now, we've got women in the men's dorm and men in the women's dorm and up until like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
And then we've got cut off. So it's not as if you never see someone or, you know, it's it doesn't feel hugely restrictive in that way. It's just not you're sleeping next door to somebody.
I think that would make people more comfortable. What do you get, Tina, out of that? Because, I mean, you probably have people talk to you about that.
Yeah, you know
especially when you're 18 and you're going away for the first time and you don't have some guys in the room next to you.
No, I think that is true. I think I have heard students say that quite often. You know, they want a comfortable place that's just theirs to live. And you don't have to worry about that extra added stress of, you know, relationships with the male or female overnight sort of a thing. So yeah. I think it takes some of the pressure off.
Girls don't have to get their hair done before they walk down to the bathroom.
Oh, was that sexist or what?
Wow. Guys don't have to worry about putting on their sweatpants.
Yeah,
right.
Clothes. Yeah. Well, anyway, so we don't have to worry about that. But I think that's a plus. And if that's such a thing as you won't come to a college because, we can't have co-ed dorms. And, you know, they're not going to make it there anyway.
We're pretty open to the fact that we're not the place for everybody. If you say, I've got to live with my girlfriend, then, okay, yeah, we're probably not that place for you.
There's an apartment. You can go out in town, do that.
Yeah, we've got plenty of that around.
Yeah. So how long have you been there?
About a year and a half. I came into Shasta College about a year and a half ago. Okay. But again, I've been in Reading my whole life, as Tina. I think mm-hmm. we both took a couple years that we weren't here when we were finishing up college.
Okay.
But been here my whole life. I took classes at Shasta College. And I'm really glad to be back. It's kind of a neat place to be. We do things a little differently than a lot of community colleges.
I like this college. So you're from here too, Tina?
I am, yes.
So what's your background then?
So I was raised in Cottonwood. So I was a West Valley graduate, and then I actually did take a few classes at Shasta College as well. Moved on to Chico State and graduated from there, and then moved back. And I've worked at Shasta College for about 7 years now, about 2 years in my current position.
Okay, and you said you've been here your whole life. And
pretty much.
And what school did you go to then?
I was a CV graduate with your friend Kent Starman, or Kurt Starman, rather.
Kurt Starman. Is Kurt from here?
Kurt went to Central Valley High School.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's not an import, huh? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's great. So you two people that came back. Why'd you come back, Tina? Why'd you come back?
A variety of reasons. Mostly, I think, because family was here. I love the Redding community. I mean, a lot of people, you know, who grow up here say, oh, I can't wait to get out. But then most of them return, if you haven't noticed that. So
a lot of them do return. You get out in the world for a little bit and you realize that.
It's not the same. Right. I was that in high school. I got to get out of here. I can't wait to leave and I'll never come back. Turned out I was a teenager. That was the problem.
It's amazing how smart you get between 18
right.
and 21.
Yeah. No kidding. So came back. It's a good place to live. Wanted to be around family. But also, you know, man, we have some assets here that are just hard to find elsewhere. You can do outdoor activities year round.
It's a great place.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We decided to stay here.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we decided to because we had the opportunity when I first came back, when I first retired out of the Corps, that to live in Europe, to go practically anywhere. Mm-hmm. And we just figured out that for whatever reasons, is that Redding's. Well, not for whatever reasons. Reading is a good place.
It is a good place.
And it was easy, you know, and if you're going to establish yourself and put roots down, I've lived here longer by far by 30% more than I've ever lived in my life right here in Reading. And I've enjoyed it.
My wife's from Reading also, but Reading, Connecticut, and she's decided the West Coast and Northern California is the best to be.
Okay. Yeah. Last thoughts, Tina? I see you've got all these notes here.
Yeah. So I do just want to mention that our graduation is coming up on May 19th. It starts at 7 p.m. at the Shasta College Football Stadium. We recommend that any guests who are coming to watch their graduates get there at 6:30 at the latest. It fills up pretty quickly. And then as far as our Global Education Center, we have a few programs that we run through there, and one of them being the study abroad program. And this year they're going to South Africa. Susanna and Dan are the two faculty who are taking the students over there. There's 27 students who are going to be heading that way this July, and so they're going to be talking to you next, I believe.
Uh-huh.
We also do, however, have a Korean exchange program through our Global Education Center. So we host 8 to 10 Korean students through the summer, every summer, and then we also send 8 to 10 students to Soon Chungyang University in South Korea each for one semester, but they can extend it up to 3. So
that's cool.
Very cool.
Korea's cool.
Yeah.
It can be.
It can be
absolutely cool. All right. And last thoughts from you then, Nick. Nick Webb, not you know what? This is the Nick Webb that everybody knows, not the
that's
Nicholas
right.
G.
That's,
Webb.
That's right.
Okay. That's right.
He just writes hundreds of books.
That's right. He does. He's tried to sell me a couple himself. I just want to make sure that folks are aware of the dorms. We are signing folks up right now. We most of the way full on the men's side, but we've still got space if people want a reservation for the fall. Give us a jingle. We'll try to set you up.
Do you have to go to school full-time to live there?
Yeah, we have a couple of academic requirements to being in the dorms, and one of those is that you're a full-time student.
You have to
be a full-time student and maintain a 2.0 GPA. We want
2.0, is that a C?
That's a C. Maintain your C average, staying in there. And we'll help you out with that.
I could have never lived there.
We'd help you, Carl.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Do you get mentors that help you with that?
If you're struggling, we're going to try to hook you up with the right resources to make you successful. That's one of the benefits of living there.
You know what? That is true. Okay, great. I've got to run here because I got more of you all waiting in the wings. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Guys, if you're looking for the place to buy the right gift for your loved one, Dandelion Boutique. Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, Miss Me jeans, all those kind of things that ladies like. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for deer and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street in the heart of Reading right here. 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 66 degrees going up to 89 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, and then it's going to start cooling off here. We're going to have rain next week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best place in the world to get a barber, to get a haircut, man's last stronghold. Women can go there. If you want short haircuts, there is no such thing as mousse. There is no mousse in there. It's butch wax. I think that's it. So veterans and seniors get discounts there. Cypress Square Barbershop. I hope DC's back this week. Okay. I am continuing on with Shasta College. Every person that has come in here from Shasta College has been great. They've had super stories. They're very knowledgeable and are fun to talk to. And I'm sure this group is going to be just like that. Because I'm sitting here with Susanna Johnson Fulton and Micah Chavez. And they're from, Micah is a student there. And Susanna and her partner there, or the guy that works with her, Dan Scallon, who will be here in a few minutes, are from the Global Expedition Program at Shasta College. So what exactly is that, Susanna?
Okay, the Global Expedition Program, it started a few years back. Just actually even further back when I was a university student and went on my first international study abroad experience. I went to India when I was 19, and that just rocked my world. It changed what I thought of education, and I knew one day if I'm ever in a position teaching in a college or university, I would try my best to help students have experiences like that. And so a few years back, a couple fellow faculty members and I got that started at Shasta College, and our first expedition was to Honduras, and this was in summer 2015. And then last summer, we took students to Indonesia, and then this summer we have a group that we're going to be taking to South Africa.
Wow. So, I mean, like, you don't take them to Capri in Italy or, the British Virgin Islands, BVI. You take them out to places like Indonesia and South Africa, huh?
Yeah.
So there's more to it than just going out and enjoying yourself, right? You have to learn.
There's definitely more to it. And specifically with the programs we do, they are science-based, and we try to pull in as much cultural experiences as possible. But we work with an organization called Operation Wallacea. They're a conservation organization, and they connect students with scientists in very biodiverse regions that are a little bit under attack, and just trying to help conserve these regions, learn as much as possible. And so students can work side by side with researchers out in a rainforest environment, helping to monitor what species are there, how many species, and actually get to learn while helping to collect data that's going to someday be published. Cool. And help to preserve these regions.
Okay, so this would be like regions in Indonesia where the orangutans, is that right? Is that where they are?
Yeah, there are orangutans in Indonesia. They are more in Borneo, where we were. Uh-huh. Specifically, we were in Sulawesi. There's no orangutans there.
Oh, okay. So what were you looking at then while you were in Indonesia?
Well, students, we had a pretty big group of students. And
What's pretty big?
Oh, well, we had 29 students in our group. And so during the
day.
That's
a good-sized group.
It is a big group. And we were in a very remote. We backpacked in about 5 hours through the rainforest, through waterfalls, very muddy conditions. And we got to a remote campsite where we stayed for about a week. And during the day, students would be split up. There'd be about 6 or 8 students helping to do butterfly surveys. And then another group that would be collecting reptiles and amphibians and measuring them, identifying them, and then setting them free. Getting a feel for how many organisms are in the area, what types of organisms are in the area. And then there'd be a group going and doing transects in the forest to get a feel for how much carbon storage is in those regions to help kind of, in a way, put a dollar sign on these rainforests. This is why these rainforests are so important to protect. They pull in this much carbon dioxide,
right,
and we need to protect them. And so students had an opportunity to do a lot of different types of surveys. In the evening, some got to help to collect bats from these different bat traps at night.
What's a bat trap look like, Micah?
Essentially, it's a large. There's a few different ways you can do it, but it's a large net for fruit-eating bats. You use a large net, and those will catch. They basically kind of get trapped in them, but it's completely harmless. And so the scientists will get them out of the net, and they hold them only with the bat surveys, and they'll take different measurements of their wingspan, what species they are, and they'll record.
Aren't fruit
them.
Bats good size?
Yeah, some of them are. We had some that were maybe 6 inches tall. And some that were closer to a foot. So
yeah, those are pretty good size.
For a bat, yeah.
Yeah. So this is probably you don't put on something like a peach cologne then at night with fruit bats.
It might help catch them.
It might help catch them. It would just let you just lay out there with duct tape on you, let them just stick to you. How'd you get into this, Micah?
Well, I initially saw flyers around Shasta College, and I read the flyers, and they described almost everything I wanted to do in life, which is travel, help with scientific research, and it just really sparked my interest. And then I went and met with Dr. Fulton and just kind of got the process started with putting down a down payment and starting to get registered with Operation Wallacea.
Okay. So it was interesting. And so you went to the Indonesian one, obviously, then.
Yes, I did.
Have you gone any others?
No, I really wanted to do the South Africa trip this summer. Just I'm transferring to UC Davis and added some complications. So I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay. Oh. Now, can other students from other colleges come with you? Or is it just for Shasta College?
That's a great question. Yes, students from other universities, other colleges can. We actually have a student coming with us this summer to South Africa from Humboldt and another one from Santa Barbara City College. And so they're finding out about it and signing up.
Now, you obviously have to pay for yourself to go there. And so when you – so did you expect to be hiking for 5 hours through water and rain and –
Yes, it was made very clear.
And pooping out in the woods and things like that?
Yeah, it was made clear at the meetings before the expedition.
Some people don't, you know, you got to tell them everything because when they get out, they go, I'm going to do what? Yeah, anyway.
They knew about the trenches.
They knew about the trenches. That's cool. Okay, so there was no surprises then, right? What was your biggest aha moment out there?
Really being submerged in another culture, a culture that's so different than ours, was really surprising.
Were you in a village where there were people? Is that what it was? Or were you in a kind of a separate area?
Part of the time we were in a village, and students had the opportunity to actually do homestays. So we split the large group of students up into homes of about between 2 to 4 students staying in each home. And many of these homes were very, very rustic. And students had an opportunity to interact
so
with people.
What did you think about that, seeing how other people lived? Will you ever, ever, ever get over the fact that when you turn on a spigot, there's water after that?
No. Yeah, it really makes you grateful for everything that you have here, seeing how those people live on that side of the world in quite extreme poverty.
Oh, yeah.
But... yeah, it definitely makes you appreciate everything that you have.
Every time I left and came back, and after visiting places that are horrible, when you come back to the United States and you realize that, well, except for I think for Cleveland, you can go anywhere in the United States and turn on the a tap
Flint,
and drink.
Michigan.
Oh, Flint, that's what it was. Flint, you can drink the water, and that to me is one of the biggest. You know, I think of big cellars. That's the one where you can go anywhere in this country and turn on the tap, and you can go to a $30 hotel and get a shower that actually works. So, you know, it's big, and people don't really realize it. And I think that's the coolest thing about this that you're doing, Doctor, is bringing students and showing them their visas or their outlook on things, where they see that, oh my gosh, people live like it. They're happy. They don't know any better. And then what we have. So, but it also, do you feel guilty a little bit?
No, I don't feel guilty. I mean, I made great friends when I was in Indonesia. We still chat on Facebook. And,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm with Dr. Susanna Johnson Fulton, and who is one of the leaders, I guess the team leader that takes people out to these expeditions. And Micah Chavez, who is one of the students. And is talking about going out there and what he's learned and all this. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 66 degrees going up to 89. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Indoor swimming pool, saltwater swimming pool, Bohem Spa's in there. You're not going to find a better place to work out or be at than Wellgate Sports Club. Tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally,
Wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I swing up in a smoky room. I smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob. Len will be back tomorrow. We've got Doug Wright coming in and joining us, along with several others that will be here. And now, today, we're talking to Dr. Susanna Johnson-Fulton and Dan Scollin, who are in charge of the Global Expedition Program out of Shasta College. They've gone to Indonesia last year. They're going to South Africa this year. It's a huge thing. And it sounds like it's really, really an eye-opener for a lot of people. And, of course, Micah Chavez, who is here, who is a student. And Micah's got a by himself. I ought to bring you back in here just for your own show here, buddy. Micah comes from Humboldt County and is going to college now, but has seen both sides of that road. And so when you see this, when you see some people who are living tough, you've lived tough too.
Yeah. I grew up homeless a lot as a child, so we were homeless in Humboldt quite a bit. And we moved over to Reading originally to look for new housing, and I was living at the Reading Rescue Mission for several months, and that was right before I enrolled at Shasta College.
Did you stay out there in the dorm?
No. We ended up finding a small place, and so I started going to school, and then my mom and I and my brother, and I ended up getting my own house and kind of leaving at 16. And so I've been in school.
You've been working hard to do that?
Yeah, I had to get a job to pay off the, obviously, to pay my bills at the house. But I was also going through, putting myself through school as well.
Where'd you graduate from? High school.
It was Modoc Charter School, so okay. It was a homeschool.
All right. Cool. How are you doing over there at Shasta?
Doing great. I just got my letter, my acceptance letter to UC Davis. So
that's
I'm
cool.
Transferring this fall. Yeah,
that's
really
cool,
excited.
Michael. Yeah. You know, I love talking to people like you. They've seen it. You had the opportunity to go right down the tubes, and you chose not to. So
it was hard.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's hard when people have the advantages for kids today for some reason. And that's why
what you're doing, Doctor, and Dan and Susanna here, I think it's great for in two fronts. One, you're showing people about the ecology, environment, conservation, but you're also showing them what the rest of the world looks like. And most Americans, especially younger Americans, have no idea what it's like out there, which is too bad. I would love to see every American, as soon as they graduate from high school, have a chance to go to South Africa or Indonesia or Bulgaria or some of these places for like a month and come back and say, oh, I think it would change everybody's attitude about school, jobs, work, everything. That's just me. Okay, enough of me. All right, Dan, we got you in here a little bit later. So what did you all start this this idea of taking people around the world?
Well, I came in a little late in the game. Susanna and Randy Reed, who's our geology instructor, were really the ones that got this program off the ground and established this relationship with Operation Wallacea that we worked with, and I was feel really privileged to be able to be part of it. I actually grew up overseas for a period of time when I was young, and so I think I always had that connection with faraway places and an interest in travel and experiencing different cultures and different environments.
So how many of these have you taken out?
So far, two. One to Honduras.
Okay.
And then Indonesia, and then this summer to South Africa.
So what's your big takeaway on this?
My big takeaway is, as I mentioned before, just as a student, I didn't travel with my family growing up much. And so as a student, it just really impacted me when I had an opportunity to travel to India. It was my first big experience out of the country. And ever since then, I've always tried to travel, and it just, like you mentioned, it really opens your eyes up to to see how other people are living in the world, to learning about other cultures, and how rich these other cultures are, and how many of them there are.
Absolutely.
And to try to learn a little bit of each language when you travel as well, and
they love it
and interact. Yeah,
people love it if you try.
And so
I've lived in several countries in my life, and if you just try, hello, goodbye, where's the bathroom,
the basics.
Yeah. About another beer. So, but
it definitely opens doors.
They know that you're trying, and they love that.
Yeah, and these students, especially some of them, have hardly been out to the coast here from here. They've hardly been out of Shasta County, and to help by way of scholarships from the McConnell Foundation and from the Shasta College Foundation, we're able to help students get out there and experience.
Yeah. Dan, what about you? What's your takeaway on this one when you've started this?
I think one of the things that really comes across is that, while, as you mentioned, the focus of the study program is conservation research, which is obviously really important and is a great experience, especially for science students, even though we have a lot of students that are not science majors, but for science students to be out experiencing and working directly with scientists from around the world, really, it's really quite an immersion experience. But the thing that I think comes across again and again from students is just how eye-opening it is, just what you were saying.
Yeah.
To actually see how people are living, to stay in a home where, the possessions that the people that we're staying with that they own, we could probably fit in our backpacks, short of some of the larger items they have. So I think that's a big one. But also, it's a really, as an immersion experience, that there's a bonding that takes place with the students, that they go through some hardships. It's trying and exhausting and emotionally taxing at times. And they're living with people. And I think Micah might be able to speak to that. But I think there's a relationship that's forged between the students and the instructors that is you just couldn't get in another way.
Micah, you say you're still Facebooking with people?
What you said? My good friend, his name is Holiday. I still talk with him.
From that little village?
Little Labundo Bundo, yep.
And he has Facebook?
Yeah, he has Facebook.
Okay, it's a little bit different than I'm used to when we're going out into little villages out there. They didn't really usually have Facebook.
They have cell phones out there.
You're right. I mean, it is so. Hey, what are you studying at? What do you want to end up as?
Well, I'm transferring to UC Davis, and I'm going to be a biochemistry major, and then trying to get my doctorate in natural products chemistry.
Natural products chemistry.
That's cool. I like that, whatever that is. Natural products chemistry.
So essentially traveling to maybe the tropics or Indonesia and search for certain plant families and trying to isolate maybe medicinal compounds from
them. Okay, I got you. Okay. I saw that movie. So, no, I mean, no, I think that's great.
There are a couple movies about it.
Yeah, there are. You know, I think Sean Connery was in one, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I am just, you know what, I am just so pleased to hear your story and what you've done in your life and how you're going and where you're going. And I'm sure when you see things like this that Susanna and Dan have done helps, you know, kind of cement what you want to do in life.
Absolutely. That was my biggest takeaway from this whole expedition was I have this idea of what I want to do after college with a career, and this kind of gave me a sample.
Yeah.
It told me, yeah, you can do it. This is very possible, and with Shasta College, it has been possible.
They can
possible.
Do that. Yeah. Okay, are you filled up already for this trip?
Yes.
Okay, but it's Discover the Untouched Wild South African Science Expedition Program, part of the Global Expedition Program at Shasta College, which is absolutely fabulous. How do people get a hold of you to be able to do this in you know, for the next year?
Well, our student life program at Shasta College, which is basically the student the organization of Shasta College.
Is that Tina?
Yes, Tina.
Yeah,
okay.
Tina Duenas. And those folks have really stepped up and taken some of that responsibility.
Great. And people from other colleges, universities can go also.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And you can get scholarships and everything.
Yes, and from all majors.
And all
majors.
They
don't have to be science majors, but sometimes they get converted over to the sciences.
Of course. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Susanna Johnson Fulton. And I'm just being totally, you know, getting them all in there. Dan Scollin, who are the leaders of this and professors over at Shasta College. And, of course, Micah Chavez, who is a success story right now, no matter what you become after this, buddy. Tomorrow, Doug Wright, we're going to talk in legal and the things that can impact in your businesses. It's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Keep this world from news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Although she hasn't testified just yet, President Trump is responding in advance to former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates' appearance today on Capitol Hill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Trump took to Twitter this morning.
Yates is testifying before a Senate panel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. She is the official who warned the Trump White House about contacts between advisor Michael Flynn and Russia. On Twitter, President Trump wrote that it was the Obama administration that gave Flynn the highest security clearance when he worked at the Pentagon. However, the president did not mention that Flynn was fired by the Obama administration in 2014.